Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. The website is active-faith.org. My email is stevehemphill1@me.com. I'd love to hear from you. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today's topic is an interesting one. Can a Christian be a Mason? Many Christians in the Masons see only the good being done for children in their hospitals and think it's just like a big social club, no harm, no foul. But many Christians who joined saw things that contradicted the Christian faith and quickly got out. I'm sure there are messianic lodges where the contradictions are glaring, and others where it's only a subtle thing, almost in the background, making them seem like no big deal. However, when you dig deep in the Masonic material, you discover some alarming facts that certainly appear to make being a Christian and a Mason like mixing oil and water. As I began to understand spiritual warfare, it quickly became apparent that people with demonic issues, many people with demonic issues of various types, saw amazing improvement once all the Masonic and Shriner symbols were removed from the home. And this really got my attention. My own father-in-law joined the Masons as a young man, but quickly saw problems and incompatibilities with his Christian faith and quickly removed himself. These personal experiences trained me to sit up and pay attention to others with more experience about the problems with the Masons, which led me to share the following firsthand account with you in today's podcast. This came from someone with personal experience with the Masons. My grandfather was both a 33rd degree Mason and a lifetime deacon in the Baptist Church. After he died, I inherited his books. These included Encyclopedia of Freemasonry and Its Kindred Sciences by Albert C. Mackey, M.D., and Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike. As I read through these, I came to the conclusion that either he was a Christian who lied to the Masons, or was a Mason who lied to the church. The two are opposite. The Masons openly worship Lucifer, and the church worships Jesus Christ. Nobody can worship both. Since the Bible prohibits lying and the Masons encourage and demand it, I came to the sad conclusion that my own grandfather was a Masonic deceiver in the church, which is sad. Let me give you a couple of quotes I found in his books. Yes, Lucifer is God, and unfortunately, Adonai is also God. Thus, the doctrine of Satanism is a heresy, and the true and pure philosophical religion is the belief in Lucifer, the equal of Adonai. But Lucifer, God of light and God of good, is struggling for humanity against Adonai, the God of darkness and evil. It's from a book, Paris, 1889, page 588. Another quote, this came from Morals and Dogma, pages 104 and 105. So Masonry jealously conceals its secrets and intentionally leads interpreters astray. Another quote from the same book, page 213. Every Masonic lodge is a temple of religion, and its teachings are instructions in religion. Page 525, same book. Freemasonry references all the great reformers. It sees Moses, the lawgiver of the Jews, in Confucius and Zoroaster, in Jesus of Nazareth, and in the Arabian iconoclast, great teachers of morality and eminent reformers, if no more. And then from the same book, page 321, Lucifer, the light bearer, strange and mysterious name given to the spirit of darkness. Lucifer, the son of the morning, It is he who bears the light. Doubt it not. Also, swearing a blood oath to an organization that publishes such things in its own books is anathema. One who makes such an oath is in a dangerous position. Think about it. So those are the quotes from David and his experience. You actually can find lots of stories like this if you just do a little research. One of the ones I learned from a pastor friend of mine is this. When they reach a certain degree, they take you in a room with a cross and say to you, curse the cross. And whatever you answer, they say you made the right choice. If you say, I can't curse the cross, it represents my Savior, Jesus Christ, then they say you made the right choice and you don't get promoted to the next degree. But if you say, I curse the cross, they say to you, you made the right choice and you get advanced to the next degree. So the people who don't get advanced don't realize it was because they refused to curse the cross. Finally, note that there are many books written by people who have come out of being a Mason that voice many related concerns. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to pray for any friends you know who are in Freemasonry, asking God to open their eyes to the truth of their organization. You might simply pray like this: Lord, as you know, so-and-so is a Mason. Help him to have the scales fall from his eyes so he can see the truth and recognize the conflicts between true faithfulness to you and being in covenant with the Masons. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.